Welcome to the Academic Minute. I am Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Can you pay people to be healthy? Betsy Schenkman, a professor of health outcomes and policy at the University of Florida, examines an experiment that aimed to find out.
With a modest allowance and a little coaching on how to use it to improve their health, Medicaid patients may take better care of themselves and save the public expense of frequent trips to the emergency room. My research tracks 625 disabled Medicaid enrollees in the Houston area. We give them $1,150 in debit cards to spend on their health annually and a coach to guide their choices. They can spend it on gym memberships, smoking cessation programs, cookbooks for healthy eating, treadmills, and more. One woman bought a Kindle to distract her from the pain she experienced when she walked, and she now exercises much more frequently. Halfway through our four-year study, the research participants report greater improvements in their physical and mental health and fewer ER visits than our control group. These results could have huge implications for the U.S. healthcare system. About 15% of Medicaid recipients account for 70% of all spending in Medicaid. Giving these super utilizers the financial resources and guidance to take greater control of their health shows promise as a tool to reduce scheduled and unscheduled visits to doctors. There are tight controls and allowances. Money is loaded onto the debit cards only after research participants and coaches agree on how it is to be spent. And because these low-income people have wide latitude in how to spend the money, they're picking up money management skills and finding creative ways to improve their health. Consider the man who used his debit card to buy a basketball, backboard, and hoop. Not only has he improved his own health by shooting and dribbling, but his driveway has become a neighborhood gathering spot for games that improve a whole community's health.
That was Betsy Schenkman of the University of Florida. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.
I don't eat no meat, no dairy, no sweets, only ripe vegetables, fresh fruit and whole wheat. I'm from the old school, my household smell like soul food, bruh, curry falafel, barbecue.